بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the series of discussions on the rejectionist Shia's creed regarding the Quran. And we were focusing in part 6 on the esoteric interpretations of the Quran to mean that most of the Quran refers to their imams and the allegiance to their 12 imams. And the last verse we talked about was the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 132, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah has chosen for you the true deen. They said that this means Ali, as in Al-Burhan, volume 1, page 156. And regarding the verse "An aqimu ad-din" in Surah Ash-Shura 42, verse 13, "And establish the deen," the religion, they said, "Establish the imam." So, if the matter is as what they claim, then why shouldn't this religion be called the deen of wilaya, the deen of allegiance and leadership, or wilaya itself? In fact, what they call for is a deen, is a religion other than the religion of Islam, because this religion means obedience of one man and his ayahs, the 12 imams. This is what it boils to. And whoever, as Al-Shahrastani put it in his book Al-Milal wa Nihal, volume 1, page 147, and whoever believes that the deen is the obedience of one man, and there is no man since what the last imam is absent in his tunnel, then there is no deen for him. End of quote. Now, examine the term al-ummah. Ummah. This term ummah came 49 times in the Book of Allah. The rejectionist Shia interpreted to mean the imam or imams, as in Mir'at al-Anwar, page 81. So therefore, if this is the meaning of the ummah, then the Quran was sent to the imams only, and the entire ummah is excluded, and therefore not to be held accountable. Not only that, even things which are material, interpret even them to mean Ali and his leadership. Take for example chapter 22 verse 45, فَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ أَهْلَكْنَاهَا وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ فَهِيَ خَاوِيَةٌ عَلَى عُرُوشِهَا وَبِئْرٍ مُعَطَّلَةٍ وَقَصْرٍ مَشِيدٍ. and many a township have we destroyed while it was given to wrongdoing, so that it lies in ruins up this to this day, and many a deserted well and lofty castles. Deserted well? They said that the deserted well, this refers to Ali. They say that this refers to Ali. Not only that, they say that Bi'r Mu'attala, deserted, that Fatima and her two children are deserted from establishing the kingdom and rulership. To this extent. Now, the term C, in the Quran came in more than 33 places. And we know the meaning of the sea. However, the rejectionist Shia claim that the sea and the seas refer to the Imam and the Imams and their enemies. And again, the references are Bihar al-Anwar, Mir'at al-Anwar, Tafsir al-Qummi, Al-Burhan, Usul al-Kafi, Ma'ani al-Akhbar, and the list is long. Now, high examples are also in the Quran, they refer to the Imam or the Imams. For example, good and goodness. To them, this refers to al-wilaya, leadership. As in the saying of Allah, they say 22 verse 77. Look at it. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ, and do the good. They said the good means al-wilaya, allegiance and rulership. O who you believe, bow down and prostrate yourselves and worship your Lord and do good. They said the do good is wilaya. Not only that, even the universal signs are interpreted according to the rejectionists to mean the Imam and that they are the signs. Like in Surah An-Nahl, take for example Surah An-Nahl 16 verse 16, وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ, and landmarks, signposts during the day, and by the stars during the night, they, mankind, guide themselves. You know what the rejectionists say about this? They say that the stars refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the alamat, the landmarks, are the imams, or the imams, in the same references I gave you. They even had titles in their books, like Al-Killini. He put a title, Bab, chapter, أن الأئمة هم العلامات, that the imams are the landmarks التي ذكرها الله عز وجل في كتابه, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in his book. This is in Usul al-Kafi, his Usul al-Kafi, which they consider as Sahih al-Bukhari, with respect to us. Volume 1, page 206. Then Al-Majlisi followed on the same line and put a title exactly the same meaning in his Bihar al-Anwar, chapter 24, pages 67 to 82. Not only that, the affairs of the hereafter, they, according to their esoteric interpretations, they claim that these situations and these conditions of the day of resurrection refer to the return of the imams or wilaya. So the hour and the day of resurrection, and others from the names of the day of resurrection which are related to the hereafter, are mostly interpreted with respect to the Jacksonist Shias to mean the Raj'ah, the return of the Imams. Take for example, in Mir'at al-Anwar, he puts a foundation which states on page 303, كل ما عبر به بيوم القيامة في ظاهر التنزيل فتأويله بالرجعة. Anything which is expressed regarding the day, or stated regarding the day of resurrection in the apparent revelation, then its interpretation means the return meaning of their imams. Similarly, Al-Majlisi, concerning the term Al-Sa'a, the hour, he said the apparent meaning of it is the day of resurrection, and the hidden meaning is Al-Raj'a, the return meaning of the imam. And concerning the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 11, بَلْ كَذَّبُوا بِالسَّاعَ but they belied السَّاعَ, meaning the hour. He said, يعني, meaning, كَذَّبُوا بِوِلَايَةِ عَلِي, meaning they denied the wilaya, the rulership of Ali. This is in An-Nu'mani's book Al-Ghaiba, page 54, and Al-Burhan, volume 3, 157, Mir'at al-Anwar, page 182. What about Al-Dunya, Al-Hayat al-Dunya in the Quran? This word, the life. They say, Al-Hayat al-Dunya, this word, the life, means Al-Raj'a, the return of the Imams. Like in Surah Ghafir, take Surah Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 51. Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu fil hayati ad-dunya. Verily, we will indeed make victorious our messengers and those who believe in this world's life on the day when the witnesses will stand forth. They said, this victory will be concerning the return of the Imams. This is in Tafsir al-Qummi, Tafsir al-Safi, and others. And concerning the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'la, 87, verse 16, they said, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, where you prefer the life of this world. Look at the esoteric meaning now. They said, you prefer the wilaya, the rulership of whom? Of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. Look at this. So there is no limit. You see, the hereafter being esoterically interpreted to mean the return of the Imams. The world of this life also is interpreted to mean the same. And sometimes they say that it refers to the return, and sometimes for the rulership. There is no criteria, there is no foundation, in fact there is no sanity regarding such meanings. In fact, their interpretations of the verses of the Quran to refer to mean the imama and the wilaya is numerous. And it is as if the Quran was not revealed except concerning the Imams. They exceeded the limit of every intellectual significance. In fact, to a degree of hallucinating. Take, for example, the verse 16, verse 68. سورة النحل وأوحى ربك إلى النحل and your Lord inspired the bee saying take your habitations in mountains and in the trees and what they erect. Let's continue the verse because it's relevant. And your Lord inspired the bee saying take your habitations in the mountains and in the trees and in what they erect, then eat of all fruits and follow the ways of your Lord made easy for you. There comes from their bellies a drink of varying color wherein is healing for men. Verily, in this is indeed a sign for people who think. Meaning the bee, the honey. They say that, and your Lord inspired the bee. This means the imams. And they said, they attributed this in narrations that we, the imams, are the bee, the bee which Allah inspired. And they said that take your habitations in mountains. They said that Allah commanded us here to take from the Arabs, those who are Shia, who will follow the Imams. And from the trees, from the non-Arabs, they said. And so forth. Now, in our times, there are people who have intellect. They accepted Islam through this verse. While these people are hallucinating about the bee being the imams. There comes from forth from their bellies a drink of varying color. Varying color. And the constituents of the honeybee differ in accordance with where it habitates. They didn't even leave the days and the months and which are mentioned in the Quran to mean that this refers to their imams. They said that نَحْنُ الْأَيَّامِ, we are the days, meaning the imams. فَالسَّبْت, Saturday is the name of the messenger, Rasulullah. And Sunday refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen, meaning Ali. And Monday refers to Al-Hasan and Hussein. And Tuesday to Ali ibn al-Hussein. And Muhammad bin Ali. And Ja'far bin Muhammad. And Wednesday to Musa bin Ja'far. And Ali bin Musa and Muhammad bin Ali. And Wal-Khamis. And Thursday, my son, meaning Al-Ja'far al-Sadiq's son, Al-Hasan bin Ali. Wal-Jum'ah ibn Abi, ibn Ibni, my descendant. This is in their book, which is Al-Bihar and Al-Khisal and etc. And this is attributed to their 10th Imam, Ali Al-Hadi. And it's interesting, the contradictions, that some of them, some of their narrations, speak ill of Monday. So if we say that Monday is bad, so this should now go to the Imams by extrapolation, because the imams are the days. Take for example Surah At-Tawbah chapter 9 verse 36. Inna iddat ash-shuhur 'inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah. Verily the number of months with Allah is 12 months in a year. So was it ordained by Allah on the day when he created the heavens and the earth of them, of them, four are sacred. The first, the seventh, the 11th, and the 12th. That is the right religion. So wrong not yourselves therein. طيب. They interpreted this to mean that the year refers to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that the month, the 12th, this refers to Amir al-Mu'mineen, all way to those after him, and to all those after him, and to the, as to the 4 months that are sacred, they also named some of their imams for these days, as in At-Tusi, Al-Ghaiba, page 96, Ibn Shahrashub, Manaqib Al-Abi Talib, volume 1, 244, Bihar Al-Anwar, 24, 240, Al-Burhan, volume 2, 122, etc. What about the mosquito? What about the mosquito? The known insect. It is mentioned in the Quran in a parable. In chapter 2, verse 26. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. Verily Allah is not ashamed to set forth a parable, even of a mosquito or so, much more when it is bigger or less when it is smaller than it. And as for those who believe, they know that it is the truth from their Lord. But as for those who disbelieve, they say, what did Allah intend by this parable? By it, He misleads many, and many He guides thereby, and He misleads thereby only those who are rebellious and disobedient. You know what they said? That the mosquito refers to Ali. To Ali. This is in Tafsir al-Qummi, volume 1, page 35. And in Al-Burhan, volume 1, page 70. What about the other insect? The fly. Also interpreted to mean Ali. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hajj 22, verse 73. إن الذين تدعون من دون الله لن يخلقوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له. The verse. O mankind, a similitude has been coined, so listen to it carefully. Verily those on whom you call besides Allah cannot create even a fly, even though they combine together for the purpose. And if the fly snatched away a thing from them, they would have no power to release it from the fly. So weak are both the seeker and the sought. The seeker who seeks other than Allah, and the sought. So what did they say? They said that the fly means Ali. The most despicable of insects. They said it means Ali. Even the graveyards of the imams, they find for it something to interpret from the Quran. Surah Al-Qasas, verse 30. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهَا نُودِيَ مِنْ شَاطِئِ الْوَادِ الْأَيْمَنِ فِي الْبُقْعَةِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ. So when he reached it, the fire, meaning Moses alayhi salam, he was called from the right side of the valley, in the blessed place from the tree, O Musa, verily I am Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen, of all that exists. They said that this blessed spot is Karbala. Karbala in Iraq. This is where it accommodates the graves of some of their imams. But we know that this is in Mount Sinai, as in the text in the Quran itself. You know what even they took the following verse, Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 156, concerning the mercy of Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and ordained for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned unto you, he said, as to my punishment, I afflict therewith whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things. This is the point of evidence, and my mercy embraces all things, they said. This things refers to the Shia. So they restricted the mercy of Allah, the vast mercy of Allah, they restricted it to them. They restricted what Allah made comprehensive and particularized it to them. What about the term evil? What about the term kufr, disbelief? What about apostasy? What about misguidance in the book of Allah? They interpret it in meanings not known to Muslims. Where they interpret that to mean abandoning the allegiance to the 12 Imams. Even though we know that none of the 12 Imams assumed rulership except whom? Except Ali. And so they interpret it, for example, 39, Surah Az-Zumar, verse 65. Take this for example. لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. And indeed it has been revealed to you, as it was to those messengers before you, O Muhammad. If you join others in worship with Allah, then surely all your deeds will be in vain, and you will certainly be amongst the losers. You know what they said? If you join others in worship with Allah, surely all your deeds will be in vain. They said, if you join others in the imama of Ali and you ascribe it to other than Ali, then certainly your deeds will be amongst the losers. This is in Tafsir al-Qummi, volume 2, 251, Tafsir Furat, page 133, in Al-Burhan, volume 4, page 83, in Tafsir al-Safi, volume 4, page 328. And so, the author of Mir'at al-Anwar concluded, فَعَلَى هَذَا جِمِيعُ الْمُخَالِفِينَ مُشْرِكِينَ. All those who oppose, meaning oppose them, are mushriks. And he said that, إِنَّ الْأَخْبَارِ أَخْبَارَ الشِّيعَ مُتَضَافِرَ فِي تَأْوِيلِ الشِّرْكِ بِاللَّهِ وَالشِّرْكِ بِعِبَادَتِهِ بِالشِّرْكِ فِي الْوِلَايَةِ وَالْإِمَامَةِ. And the narrations are all replete and in supporting each other, that the meaning of shirk in Allah and shirk in His worship means shirk in wilayah and imama, rulership and allegiance. Abu al-Hasan al-Sharif, Mir'at al-Anwar, page 202. And that's why they concluded that the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became apostate. Why? Because they gave allegiance to other than Ali. They gave allegiance to Abi Bakr and Umar. And we will talk about this in a special subject. So they also interpret the kufr, the disbelief, to mean disbelief in the Imams, as in Usul al-Kafi, Tafsir al-Qummi, Tafsir al-Ayyash, al-Burhani and others. And so apostasy to them, ar-ridda, meaning apostasy, not to give allegiance to the 12 Imams or any one of them. So they concluded, for example, in Surah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 47 verse 25, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ ارْتَدُّوا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْهُدَىٰ. Verily those who have turned back, have apostated as disbelievers after the guidance has been manifested to them, shaitan has beautified for them their false hopes and Allah prolonged their term. They said this refers to so and so and so. They apostated from faith in abandoning the allegiance to Amir al-Mu'mineen, to Ali. And who is so and so and so? They are Abu Bakr and Uthman and Ali. Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. And that misguidance is not knowing the Imam. This is dalal according to them. As in Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, 444, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يَشْتَرُونَ الضَّلَالَ. ضَلَالَ, misguidance. Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the book, meaning the Jews, purchasing the wrong path, and wish that you should go astray from the right path? They said that going astray here means going astray from following the Amir al-Mu'mineen, meaning Ali. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, verse 7, the opening chapter of the Quran, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ, they say الضالين, those who went astray, those who don't know the Imam. As in Tafsir Al-Qummi, volume 1, page 29. The way of those on whom you have bestowed your grace, not the way of those who earned your anger, nor of those who went astray. They said those who went astray, meaning those who don't know the Imam. The interpretation of kufr, disbelief, and shirk, and ascribing partners to Allah, and apostasy, and misguidance, according to them, means abandoning the 12 Imams. There is no authentic narration. There is no textual proof. There is no intellectual proof. There is no linguistic proof. There is no legal proof for all of this. Major sins, and all sins to them are meant to mean the enemies of the Imams. As in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 24, page 303. Now if we need to follow their interpretations, then we will have volumes. This is what we are talking about, is only a drop, a tiny drop in the sea. So in what has preceded, and these talks 5, 6 and 7 concerning their creed of the Quran, we came to know that these people believed that the most of the Quran was revealed to them, and regarding their enemies. And that the entire Quran almost was referring to the Imams, all in accordance with these esoteric, botany, hidden interpretations, and in line with their concept that each verse in the Quran has an apparent and a hidden meaning. And the hidden the apparent meaning is for the common Muslims. Remember that. While the hidden meaning is only understood by the Imams and those who are elite and special to the Imams and so forth. The printing houses in Najaf, in Tehran, in Qum, and Bombay contains volumes and volumes of a religion put by Al-Majlisi and Killini and Al-Qummi and Al-Saduq, and these esoteric interpretations and distortions, which are abundant in the books of the 12 Imamite rejectionist sect, are unknown to most of those who write about the rejectionist Shia are unknown. And most of those think that these esoteric interpretations are only limited to the Ismailite esoteric sect. But this is based on ignorance and lack of information. And also this is because the books of these, of the sect, are of two categories. One aimed to be a propaganda for the sect, put in the format of at-taqiyya, concealment. This is to their shuyukh and scholars, this is of no value. But this is for the common. And this is also for seducing and deluding or deceiving the Muslims at large. That you don't see something very serious in our in these books which are handy in the hands of the common Muslims. While the second class of books, and this is which is reliable to them, comprise the 8 books of narrations and the 4 books of men and the like on the same level. And in order to make the followers submissive in a total way, they mention that the words of the Imams are difficult to understand, and that their words may have different meanings, and therefore the merit is to submit to them and not to reject their narrations. The first to relay and to put this foundation is the author of Al-Kafi, volume 1, page 401-402. This style helped in spreading the acceptance, quote, amongst the masses of their followers, and the absence of the intellect which can check. So the followers are called to believe in the sayings of the Imams, even if they are in sharp contradictions with textual and intellectual proofs. And this is very close to the position of the mystic Sufis. The mystic Sufi requests from his followers to submit totally. They call the student, or they call him the murid, the one who seeks the sheikh, he must be in the hands of his sheikh like the dead body in the hands of its washer. In fact, this kind of relation is the same relation which the Pharaoh, Fir'aun, took with his people, and which Allah related in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 54. فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَهُ فَأَطَاعُوهُ. Thus he, the Pharaoh, befooled and misled his people, and they obeyed him. The other thing is that they linked these interpretations and these distortions, they linked it to whom? Through narrations to the Imams. Why? So that it becomes acceptable amongst the people. Finally, in this part, we will cite the following verse from the Quran, in Surah Fussilat 41 verse 14. These esoteric interpretations are part of the distortion of the Book of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَلَيْنَا. Verily those who turn away from our verses, our signs and verses, are not hidden from us. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, this is to put words in their improper places. And this is the distortion in the interpretation. So if they conceal that, but this is not concealed with Allah. And Allah, the Most High, exposed these esoteric interpretations from their books and on the tongues of many of their, quote, reliable men. So therefore, in this there is a call for those who are deceived through the side of politics to re-examine their stance and take heed from this verse, and also try to perceive the gravity of distorting the words of Allah in this way. This, Allah willing, will open hearts of people who may have been deceived, either emotionally or politically. May Allah the Most High show us the right path and lead us to it and make us firm on it. And may He the Most High show us the wrong and evil paths and preserve us and keep us away from them. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ هُوَ الْجَوَادُ الْكَرِيمُ. لا إله إلا الله العلي الكبير. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وأصلي وأسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.